They're coming in one way or another, Tom, by the EU. There's the EU are going to demand X number of MPAs in every country. And what I'm talking about is that this has to be done in conjunction with the fishermen. Drawing a line in the map and saying this is an MPA and doing nothing. And we've had so much of fishermen banned from bass fishing to dogfish to salmon to tuna, and it's just, oh, ban the fishermen. Whereas I want a consultation process. We now have enough organisations in Ireland in the fishing industry, maybe one too many, but at least you have consultation with them. And it's time we use the EMF funding, put a programme in the new EMF. The current EMF is finished, so there'll be a new EMF programme. It'll be called a European Maritime Aquaculture Fishery Fund. And within that, there will be a specific programme, like the way the SFPA got a huge volume of the last EMF money for their fishery protection. The Marine Institute got theirs. BIM had a series of programs inside it. And I want one for marine conservation encapsulating fishermen, that much like the farmers get their single farm payment when they get for protecting the red kite, the natterjack toad, the callows and the Shannon. There's hundreds of farmers getting payment each year for a conservation method. And you want the same for fishermen, that if there's a suspension on their fishing for crayfish, is all you want them to do is nobody to be netting in the specific area. They can fish away with pots, they can dredge for oysters, but they can't use any nets in this area, so that you allow the species of sharks, rays, skates and the whole lot that are indigenous, unique to Ireland, that come into these bays and allow them to move freely in and out. Any person that doesn't comply or come in with it won't get this single conservation payment once a year.
Seems like a very sensible proposal, and it's based on what you've been seeing around you, obviously, in Dingle and Tralee Bay.
Well, for years, I'm nearly 50 years collecting stats and data and working, and I work well with all the various academics and organisations and local fishermen, and we know the times and the dates when all these species, Tralee is unique. What I'm saying, Tom, is that in relation to the new EMF that's coming out, that a conservation for these marine protected areas be put in place, and that fishermen be included in a single payment once a year, a decent payment if we're going to limit it, rather than drawing a line and saying, oh, you can't fish in that, are you banned from crayfish, are you banned from this? Fishing industry have had enough of that, and the fishermen have enough. And the funding that's been made available from Europe is there, but for the organisations and for the whole lot of them to wake up to it, and as well, if the Marine Institute or the Department of Marine have intent to bring in these marine protected areas, then they must put in an account for it into the Maritime Fishery Fund and get the funding to subsidise the fishermen. And if you bring the fishermen with you, you won't have the illegal activity, because if you're putting money in their pocket once a year, like you do with a farming fraternity, where they get their cheque coming up to Christmas, they will guarantee and mind that area, and they won't allow it to be blackguarded.